Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to see what can we do in 30 minutes today. We'll find out here in a minute. In the meantime, if you'd like to follow along more with this radio show and with this ministry, there are a variety of ways to do that. First off, you can download the app, and that is WGOD Radio. A little blue crown in the Apple App Store and in the Google Play Store. You can't miss it. Many of these programs are uploaded on there. There's also the link on there for Listen Live, and that is tied into the 5:30 rebroadcast of this program. At 5:30, you can tune in. There's a variety of programs uploaded on there, too. You can listen to one. You can share it on your Facebook or share it with a friend. If you heard something that you want someone else to hear, you can pull it up on the app and hit the share button and send it to somebody else. Also, we're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. The church that I pastor, Island Community Church, is likewise has an app. Our Sunday services are on live on there, as well as being on live on the Facebook page. So those are some of the things that are going on. I just wrapped up a series yesterday. You'll hear that in the coming days here coming up this week. That would be wrapping up 1 John chapter 5. So here today is the last part of this message, the last trumpet. Who is ready to give birth, to devour her child, capital C, in the New King James and the New American Standard? They want you to know who it's talking about. They capitalize personal pronouns relating to deity. To devour her child, capital C, as soon as he was born. All right, again, book of symbols. But this time I'd say, we're looking at a cosmic fight and a war between God and Satan himself. It's recorded a third of the stars followed Satan here. We see the cosmic battle to destroy the male child, the deliverer, the child, offspring of Israel, the offspring of man, and the Son of God. Verse 5, she bore a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Sound familiar? That's Psalm 2, verse 7, if you remember your Psalms. This day, remember? How does that go again? You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. Psalm 2, 7. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child, capital C, her child was caught up to God and his throne. Greek word for caught up, same as where our word rapture comes from, harpazo. Then the woman fled into the wilderness. Woman's who? Israel. The woman fled into the wilderness where she is a place prepared by God that they should feed her there. Oh, there comes our number. 1,260 days. How long is that? 3.5 years. Our key number. Many people think that the place where the Jews would go is a place called Petra. Which, like the name suggests, is made of what? Rock. Peter. That's his name. Petros. On this rock. It's a city of rock. It's where they filmed Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Riding into horses. That great big place. It was all rocks. You remember that? That's Petra. The city of Petra. It's in Jordan, and it's as old as Adam and Eve. They say 9,000 years old. I say, well, 5,700 at least and counting.
Certainly, whatever this is, again, it's referring to Israel. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. Now, onward from here, certainly one of the most joyous chapter headings I've ever heard. For coming up next, it says, Satan thrown out of heaven. Satan thrown out of heaven. But then again, I should say joyous is a matter of opinion, right? I'm sure if heaven is your mailing address, then it's a happy sight to get rid of that old devil. But if you live on Main Street in Jerusalem, it's not a happy day for you. Talk about you thought you were having a bad day when you ran out of coffee. Wait until the devil's your next door neighbor. Verse 7, war broke out in heaven. Michael, first time I can recall seeing his name in the New Testament. Michael and his angels fought with, Michael is an archangel, one of the two or three archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and probably, help me out, his name slips me, Raphael. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them any longer in heaven. All right, verse 9. And the two symbols revealed in plain English. So the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. And he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. There you go. There's two of those symbols revealed to you, that the dragon certainly is Satan, and the stars are his angels. So you got devil and Satan, meaning pick your language. Satan is Hebrew, meaning opposer. Devil is the word diablos. Means to accuse falsely or a slanderer. You know, as an aside, that is why these sins are so terrible. To accuse someone falsely or to slander someone, it's the name of Satan. When we slander other people, you're taking his own name upon yourself when you slander someone. We should not do this. You can take God's name on you and be called Christian, which is Christ follower. Or take the devil's name upon you and oppose righteous people. Or slander. Also, the text tells us that Diabolos deceives the whole world. He's got many of you deceived right here in this church. Many of you are deceived in that you don't realize you've got authority over him as Christians. He's deceived the whole world. He's got the whole world in a drug-induced coma. Medicated as to their actual spiritual condition. He's deceived the whole world as to his true identity. It's just like the Wizard of Oz who cries out, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. He's deceived the whole world. He's a pencil neck. And he's got everyone deceived. And God says he is. Listen to this. I'm going to expose just what he looks like right here. Isaiah 14, 16, God says this, speaking of the devil. Isaiah 14, 16, he says, those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth tremble and who shook kingdoms? That's what they're going to say when they see him. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. Once they shine the light on Satan and you see that he's just some skinny little kid with zits on his forehead and glasses, you've got authority over him. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have authority over Satan. Don't you think you would have been dead by now if you didn't? Someone's been protecting you. Otherwise, he would have taken you out a long time ago. That's why unbelievers sometimes are scared of you when you walk into a supermarket or somewhere, or why some people punch you in the face. Because they're scared of you. Satan is scared of you. He's deceived the whole world. He's not stronger than the whole world. He deceives the whole world. You are stronger. Greater is he that is in you. God is on your side. God is for you. The power of Satan has been destroyed at the cross. Where it says in Colossians 2, he made a public spectacle of them. And he went down to hell and made a public spectacle of all the demons in Tartarus. It says he deceives the whole world. Jesus said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's not the power of God that sets you free. Listen to me, church. It's not the power of God that sets you free. It's the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth sets you free. The knowledge of the truth. Okay, but I'm not done yet. Satan's cast out of heaven. Here's heaven's reaction to this event. Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. You know, have you ever wondered what Satan does in his spare time? Here it is right here. Accuse you day and night. And I'm convinced, too, that this is the only time that Satan does not have to lie when he talks about your sins. Why lie? It's the only truth Satan ever speaks. Your sins. Your sins. He can be as truthful as the day is long in Alaska in July. When he's concerning your sins. And that's what he does in his spare time. Is tell God everything you've done and all of your sins. What are you going to do? What did they do? Let's find out what they did. Verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Three things. Number one, their sins were obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So number one, their sins were obliterated. This is the only time God has amnesia with your sins. This is why the blood is so serious and why God treats it as so sacred and serious. It's the blood of his son. And it obliterates your sins when you turn and repent of them. Number two, they overcame by the word of their testimony. That is, left hand on a stack on a Bible, raise up your right hand, and you say, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's my Lord. Because the demons believe and tremble. But is he your Lord? That's how they overcame. The blood washed away their sins. They overcame by the word of their testimony. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and before his angels. That's how we do baptisms here in this church. You proclaim to everyone, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. And when you say that, the Lord Jesus says that, says your name, and speaks your name up in heaven, right before God. That's a good thing. Three, they practice the verse I give you every week in this church. John 12:25. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it. I'm sorry, let me read the whole verse again. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. All right, let's wrap up this chapter and this message here now. Verse 12, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. Boy, what a time on planet Earth. The devil is now, to use a colloquialism here, madder than a wet hornet. And we finally see, we've always wondered if he really thinks he can win, now we see. He knows he's going to lose this. He knows he has but a short time. He knows his future. Verse 13, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman that gave birth to the male child. Who's the woman? Right. So once again, Satan's going to take out his animosity on the Jews. He's been doing that for thousands of years, hasn't he? Now he's going to do it again. He persecuted the woman that gave birth to the male child, Christ. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. Eagle? United States, maybe? I don't know. That's what we're known as, the eagle. It's on our coins, it's on our flag, isn't it? Used to be. The eagle? The woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the... Meaning, this is symbolism. Someone's going to help Israel. Whatever the eagle is referring to here. Someone's going to help them out. The woman was given two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for, here we go again, a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years, from the presence of the serpent. Again, our key number in these chapters, 11 through 13, Israel will be protected from the presence of the serpent for 3.5 years. Verse 15, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman. And he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, comma, who keep the commandments of God and those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. All right, well, let's close off today with the same promise for how do we overcome. It's simple, it's one verse. They and we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and that we did not love our lives to the death. So, how do you stack up on that? How do you stack up on that? Have your sins been atoned for by the blood? Are you able to stand before him not guilty? Remember, he said, pray you be counted worthy to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man. How are you doing on that? Number two, the word of their testimony. How do you stack up? You too can overcome Satan and have your name written in the book of life and have eternal life if you can do the same as these guys did. Have your sins atoned for in the blood. Now, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. It's blood that cleanses us from sin. Even back to Adam and Eve, when they sinned, God clothed them with an animal skin. Somebody had to die. An innocent bystander had to die. Some innocent animal had to die and shed their blood to put them in clothes. Same thing with you and I. The innocent bystander's name was Jesus. And he shed his blood so that you and I could be forgiven of sins. How are you doing on that? And by the word of their testimony, that is, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sweat and all. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. He can deal with my sweat. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's my Lord. How are you doing with that? And thirdly, they did not love their lives unto the death. Now, just as a confession, I'm still working on that one. I'm not there yet. I would hope in crunch time, I would be. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Friend.